Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is honoring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has given us his trustworthy messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent him with guidance and a clear manifest truth. And he was sent as a mercy unto the world and a glad tiding to all the believers. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. And he was the best of people in character and the greatest of creation. So Ya Allah, O Allah, increase our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in honor and prestige, and send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and companions, all of them, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you slaves of Allah and myself with the enjoining of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayni min rahmatih wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in his messenger, for he will then give you a double portion of his mercy and make for you a light by which you walk and forgive you, for indeed Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O believers, it is narrated that the Quraysh sent its best negotiator, Urwa ibn Mas'ud, in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And when he was sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remained observing the interaction that the Sahaba, the companions, had with the Messenger of Allah. And when the time came for him to return back to his people, he said, Wallahi, by Allah, I have visited the kings. I have visited the Caesar, the king of Rome, Khosrows, the king of Persia, and Negus, the king of Abyssinia. But I swear by Allah, I have never seen a king more honored by his people to the degree the companions of Muhammad honor him. For if he commands them to something, they hasten to fulfill his command. And when he does his ablution, his wudu, it is almost as if they fight amongst each other to get to his water. And when he speaks, they all lower their voices to hear him. For they occupy themselves with nothing other than looking at him out of their awe for him. O slaves of Allah, this short description by someone who was actually at that time opposed to the Messenger of Allah should let us know the degree to which the companions, the Sahaba, actually revered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they revered and exalted him from nothing other than the realization that true iman, true faith, requires us to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else in this world. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you shall truly believe until he loves me more than he loves his father, his children, and all of mankind. And so this was the characteristic of the Sahaba, for this is the call of all the prophets. For it's as if they say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. It's as if they say, if you truly claim to love God, then follow me, and God will love you. And the sign of love is the degree to which you can follow. And that is why we find that not just with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but with all of the anbiya, that their disciples were those who followed and loved them. For example, we find that the Hawariyun, the disciples of Sayyidina Isa, is narrated in the Quran that they were those who said, قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. They said, we are the Ansar. So the Hawariyun, the disciples of Jesus, said, we are those who support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are those who truly have faith in Him, and we testify that we are those who submit to Him, the Muslimun. And so Sayyidina Isa then promised them the great honor. He said, Ya Bani Israel,
Inni Rasulullah ilaykum, Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat, wa mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad.
He said, O children of Israel, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming what came before you of the Torah, and bringing the glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam gave them the glad tidings, and also gave them the realization that there will be a prophet to come after him. For part of that realization was that there is a connection between all the prophets and a completion of that message. And the completion of that message was borne witness to by the ba'ath, by the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he is the Khatim al-Anbiya, he is the seal of the prophets, and he is the highest of the prophets in their status. For Ibn Abbas narrates that Allah never created a soul more honored than the Prophet. And this is borne witness to the fact that he never took an oath more other than the oath by the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. He says, I swear by your life, O Muhammad. Indeed, the people of Lot were in their intoxication, wandering blindly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere says about the Prophet's speech that وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he does not speak from his own hawa, his own inclinations. Rather, it is a revelation that has been revealed. And elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلَقٍ عَظِيمٍ, indeed you are upon a great khuluq, a great character. And so all of these things point to who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. For he was the greatest of khalq, and as a result of him being the greatest of creation, he had the greatest of khuluq, the greatest of character. And so the degree to which we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the degree to which we emulate and bring his aspects into our lives. And from that is that we have to emulate his character first and foremost. For he was the greatest of examples in that. As one of the poets said, Allah joined the Prophet's name to his name when the Mu'adhin to the five prayers made his call, and he derived from him a name from his own name to honor him. For the owner of the throne is Mahmudun, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Muhammad, one praised by all. O you who believe and revere the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to understand that the companions became who they were, the Sahaba became who they were, the greatest of generations, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him because of them having sahaba. The word sahaba has in it the word sahaba, which is their company with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it wasn't just any company, it was a company of iqtida, a company of emulation, and a company of tiba', a company of following and truly bringing the aspects of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into their own lives. And that's why they became the greatest of generations. They were in such awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that some of them, such as the Sahabi Amr ibn al-As, says that there was no one more beloved to him than me, and no one more reverential to him than me, but he could not look at his face out of that awe.
They loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that they had haiba, this awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they couldn't feel themselves even able to stare at him. And this was the reason why many of the ulama say, we don't find many of the Sahaba asking many of the questions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of the questions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come from the A'rab, from those who were the Bedouins who used to live on the outskirts. Because they had so much awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they couldn't ask him many questions directly, but they would love it when the Bedouins would come, because they would ask these questions. And this is a nature of love. And we need to call this to ourselves, that what is it that has caused us as an ummah to be not like the Sahaba? What is it that has caused us as an ummah to not have the same weight of the Sahaba? For after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, the Sahaba were still few. But they spread out, and from them Islam traveled to the east and to the west. And what was the difference? Was their love that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what we need to bring back into our hearts. We need to make this the task of us in reviving Islam in our homes, in our own hearts first and foremost, because we cannot give this to someone else if we don't have this. But once we've done this, then we have to ensure this is in the hearts of our children and in the hearts of our family and our wives. And one of the ways the ulama say to do this is to constantly make his dhikr part of us, our lives. Sending salawat upon him. Sending much salawat upon him. Sending peace. Because this is the one thing that is guaranteed, that if you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah and his angel will send the salawat upon you. And what is salawat? It's a raising up of spirituality. But it's not just salawat, it's salam. It's peace in that for us. And another thing we have to do is we have to bring his seerah alive. How can we love someone who we don't know? We can claim in big many talks that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the sign of love is that you know everything about your beloved. And so we need to make his life alive in our hearts. We need to read about him, and we need to constantly remind ourselves about him. What a shame. What a shame that today many of us know more about the lives of celebrities and historical personalities who do not add up even to a weight, an atom's weight, of the weight that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should have in our lives. And so we know something about this great footballer, or we know something about this great film star, but we don't know half of that about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Sahaba detailed even the degree of white hairs that were on his head at the point he died, we know this much of detail about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another thing that we need to do is we need to put him before everyone else. We need to know that he is the shahid, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent as a witness unto mankind, and he is a bearer of good news to those who follow him, and a warner against those who don't follow him. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَعَصِيلًا. In order that what? That we the believers may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and we may support Him and revere Him and glorify Allah in the morning and the evening. And the only way we can support Him, because the call of the Hawariyun, the call of them who said, نحن أنصار الله, we are those who help of Allah, is a call that every single believer is being asked for. Will you be from those who will support the religion of Allah? Because either you will support Allah, or you will support the evil, the taghut. You have to make a choice. There's no other thing. There's no neutral party here. As Allah says, وَهَدَيْنَهُمْ نَجْدَيْنَ, we have guided you to the two paths, either the path to Him or the path away from Him. So you make a choice. Who will you be supporting in this life? And the degree to which you support is the degree to which you are a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And never forget that if you support him, then Allah will give you support. The degree to which you support Allah is the degree to which you have support from Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. So those who believe in him and assist him and support him and follow the light with which he has been sent, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they are those who will be victorious. If you want to know why we don't have victory, it's because we are not following the light he sent. We are not loving him as he should be loved. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow him, to realize this light, and to support his religion in this world. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And this ability to follow him is not difficult if we make our hearts for Allah. I say this and I seek Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this khutbah. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah is brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.